This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and Chris Franklin. Chris. Give me your last name, Chris.
Singleton.
I know that.
Clearly.
I've got a...
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, Chris, what's his name behind the glass?
I only text him and call him. And it's just, this is a cluster.
Chris P. Wavers.
Yeah, there we go. I get Stapleton. I get Singletary, but I've never got Franklin before.
There's. I know. Not only do I'm getting old and have Alzheimer's, but I've got too many people. He's subbing in for Cal. What's his name? Hunter, our normal producer, and we appreciate Chris, who does do a lot behind the scenes actually for the show. And Chris Campbell, but now O'Sullivan is the guy that is in Dallas, Texas, that supports us too, right? Chris, you know him, right?
I don't know his last name though.
Yes. Yeah,
might be Franklin.
It's O'Sullivan. I think I know that. We appreciate you being here at Radio Law Talk for the cluster week of the 7th of August 2021, where we have a bunch of misfits here having a good time. We're talking about a lot of fun things. You missed Britney's and Johnny Depp, and that is some of the most interesting stuff we've talked about in years. Go back to our podcast. If you go to RadioLawTalk.com, we have podcasts, and you just hit the podcast section, and you can actually do a search. You can type in Johnny Depp, and it'll take you to all the latest Johnny Depp. By the way, are you keeping track of that, Todd, over there?
You keeping track of what?
We got to put down for the fill. What's going on with our latest, what we talked about?
Oh, yeah, okay.
We're supposed to be. We have certain jobs to do. We're not doing anything right today.
So for the show on the 7th of August, the first hour, the description is going to be stuff. We talked about stuff
because we will write down what we talked about, and you can search it. So that's at RadioLawTalk.com. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We are just having fun here, and yet we talk about the law. Remember, it's entertaining, it's exciting, and only sometimes informative if you want to listen to us. Do not use this stuff. He did write down stuff. If you want to use this in a court of law, or if you want to use this in front of your family or friends, in the courtroom, don't do that. We advise you not to do that, anything that we say. The only time that's really good to use Radio Law Talk as authority is when someone around your dinner table says, and those of you who listen to us, they say, that is the worst thing. Yeah, you know, they say, and you got to stop them. Usually it's the in-laws, and you just say, wait a minute, I'm going to counter your they say with a Radio Law Talk. That's the time you can use Radio Law Talk as an authority, only around the dinner table. Usually it's around Christmas or Thanksgiving, or sometimes sitting around shooting off 4th of July fireworks. But that's the time you can do that. Seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics a lot. We're not giving legal advice. We're going to talk about Lori Fallow and Chad Daybill. We're going to have a case or no case at the bottom of the hour, maybe even at the quarter past the hour. Chris is going to try to do that for our new listeners at WWCB, 1370 AM and 94.1 FM in Cory, Pennsylvania. Welcome. We appreciate you having here. Yeah, you're probably going... This is really, you're going to see one of two things. Either this is the freaking most entertaining show and craziest lawyers, or you're going to say, I always thought I was going to learn something today. Nah, if you think you're going to learn a whole bunch, just move on, all right? And we're going to also talk about tuna lawsuits. Believe it or not, we're talking about tuna lawsuits. Weinstein gets a win. Bob Dylan beats a lawsuit that it's just... The amount of money is interesting, is all I got
to
say.
You know, the tuna cartels are not folks to be trifled with.
That's exactly right.
They just are not. So,
George, you want to go take him out back and hit him upside the head with a tuna?
You know, they don't send fish in a newspaper to send a message, you know, because they're tuna. So they'll send you a dolphin. That's what they do, because they are not to be messed with.
Hey, you know, I just saw the okay, I'm typing in the most expensive tuna. Tuna, because I just saw there was an article on the most expensive tuna that ever come out is a bluefin tuna. A Japanese sushi tycoon has paid a whopping $3.1 million for a giant tuna, making it the world's most. I'm reading this from the BBC.com. making it the world's most expensive. Mr. Kimura bought the 612-pound bluefin tuna, which is an endangered species, at a few New Year's auction in Tokyo.
Wow.
What the heck are you going to do? I know, I guess it can be a delicacy, but Todd, did you grow up eating tuna out of a can? How is that? I've never understood how I go to these fancy restaurants. Would you like a tuna? The tuna today is special, $99.99 for the special tuna. Wait a minute. Chicken in the sea, my mom used to give me in a can, and it was at the end of the month when we were out of money, and she put cream on it, and put it over toast. Cream tuna on toast. That was the cheapest stuff. How are you paying that much for tuna, Todd? I don't get it.
Your mom's probably sitting there going, well, good heavens, if Britney Spears' dad can get $18,000 a month for basically being a dad, how much should I get for this if tuna sells for $3 million?
That's
good.
Crazy.
So here's the thing. This is the irony of all ironies, Fred.
Yes.
I lived in Japan for 2 years early on in my life. I have a degree, no joke, my bachelor's degree from college. I have a degree in Japanese, a BA in Japanese. I was a foreign language major. I am allergic to fish. If it lives in the water, I don't eat it. So I don't
How did you survive those 2 years? That's probably where you got the allergic reaction.
Well, no, I had it before I went there. But yeah, luckily, they do have a lot of curry rice, katsu, which is deep-fried pork cutlet.
Chicken,
they have that. So, yes, I avoided. And then they got a lot of things that mystery meat, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. And I didn't eat that.
Can you see Todd there? Some really nice Japanese family inviting him over. Oh, we have, you know, tuna or sushi or... Excuse me, I'd like the Kobe beef, please.
Yes, I'm allergic to the tuna, but I could definitely go to town on that Kobe fillet that you've got sitting over in the back.
That's exactly right. We're going to talk about, anyway, the latest tuna lawsuits. Harvey Weinstein gets a win. Yep. We're talking about Bob Dylan, like I said. We're also going to talk about what happened to one of this a billionaire's estate. This is the one you want to hang on for. Usually you try to find a tease to tease you to keep you in the whole show. This one you want to hear. We should have had this one first. We're going to drag it out to make people listen because this is one of the most interesting things. And by the way, people... I'm not guaranteeing, but I'm almost going to guarantee most of you know who this is. And this is an interesting case we're going to talk about in lawsuit. But anyway, before we do all that stuff, Lori Fallow, I was talking, we have a thing called Fireside. And Fireside's a new app, the shout out for it, that they've asked me to be a, Fallow. Would I say Fallow? What did I say?
Yeah, we keep hearing Fallow.
Oh, Fallow. I meant Fallow.
Yeah, Lori Fallow.
Okay. No, I meant Fallow. Sorry. I'm reading my notes. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you know what? I wrote down Fallow. That's why. I just keep reading when I'm writing it. Fallow.
I can't take you anywhere, Fred.
I'm changing it.
Honestly.
I'm taking it.
Just the audacity of it.
But listen to this. Listen to this. So, anyway, Lori Fallow. I talked to this Fireside during the break. We talked to these people. And... they had no idea who Chad Daybell was and Lori Fallow was. And I'm like, what? But we're going to talk about, we'll go through really quickly for those of you who don't know who they are, very briefly what it's about and tell you what the prosecutors are going for. And Todd's got a interesting take on it.
portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the best show ever. You better listen to us.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
I think Chris is having more fun with the kitty bumps than anything. But let's talk about Lori Vallow.
Lori Vallow.
And let's see, Chad Daybill. So this, let me just give a very quick overview. These are two individuals. Lori has two children. And yeah.
Past tense.
Okay, let's go back. Let's back up. And then Chad Daybill is one of those doomsdayers. And Chad Daybill had written books and believed that in July of 2020 that I guess Christ was going to come and it was going to be the end of the world. And there was a certain amount of people that were saved. I don't know, 199,000, 160,000. Don't quote me on the number, you know, because I don't memorize his number. And this Lori Vallow was one that kind of, you know, went to his, I guess, his seminars and kind of fell for him. She was a fan. And they were both married and with children. And first of all, Chad Daybill's wife, quote, and they're based out of Idaho. And I don't know if one lived in Utah, but mainly Idaho.
Daybill lived in Idaho, southeast right. Idaho. And Vallow, when she became a follower, she lived down in Arizona.
That's right, Arizona. Okay, so you're right. So pop in if I'm missing something. So what happens is they start to get to know each other, right?
Yes.
And unbeknownst to everybody that Chad Daybill's wife happens to pass away, and she was young and she had small children, and he just let's just bury her and let's be over with it, right?
And it was suspicious because Vallow lived in Arizona. Vallow's husband dies of, you know, her brother killed her husband, and the claim was self-defense. And then Vallow relocates to Southeast.
Let's back up, Todd. The weirdest thing on that point is when she shows up to find out her husband was killed by her brother in a fight, altercation in the house,
mm-hmm.
her demeanor was bizarre. She was kind of laughing, and it was like, oh, what happened? The dog got out?
Yeah, you know, Cuckooville.
It was just, yeah. And you have to watch it. It's on one of those, I don't know, like again, that's 2020, or I don't even know if it's 2020, but it's one of those shows, Dateline or something, that did a whole thing on it. And they actually videoed her when she walked up to the scene and her brother's sitting there on the ground, kind of, you know, head down, and, you know, and he was exonerated that it was self-defense. And she just thought she acted like it was a party going on.
Yeah,
right? And that's the bizarre. So keep going.
So then after the death of her husband, she relocates with her two kids to Southeast Idaho, same town that Chad Daybill lives in. And shortly after she, like within 3 weeks, 4 weeks after relocating to Southeast Idaho. Chad Daybill's wife passes away of natural causes, but he doesn't want an autopsy done. She's buried.
And by the way, they have now exhumed her and are doing autopsies to see what happens.
He's charged with her murder.
Yes, that's exactly right. So then they're kind of, you know, talking about the end of the world, and
which is a topic I always bring up.
Yes, once a week.
You know, what's your favorite color? What do you like to do for fun? What are you doing if the world like implodes?
Oh, in July 2020, by the way.
Yes, yes.
So they get together and they hook up and they get married, and there's an interview with one of Lori's friends, and the friend said that she was kind of bizarre, as in thought like the devil, like their children, you know, had the devil in them, and was worried about the devil coming into her children. Or
she would refer to her kids as quote zombies, and that was a term of art in the Daybill doomsday circles.
Right.
Zombie meant that whatever spirit resided in the body of the child at the time of birth was no longer there, and now that body was inhabited by something evil, and that's what she referred to her kids as.
And it's just bizarre though, the things that the way they acted, and the kids. Now, the grandparents were really close to the kids.
They were.
And helped take care of them. So the grandparents are saying, we haven't seen the kids in a while, you know?
Yeah, and the communication just cut off. And then Vallow and Daybill
in Hawaii
take off to Hawaii.
And there's no kids.
Yeah.
And where are the kids? And the fight to go on to find out where those kids are. So how do they get her to show up to court and get her arrested? The first thing is the court ordered basically, we want to see the kids. And she ignored the court orders and didn't show up in Idaho to show the kids' faces. And therefore, they were able to go. That's when they started, they put a warrant out at that point?
Yeah, there was an arrest for failure to appear in court, failure to honor a violation of the court's order to show up and produce with proof that your kids were alive. And ultimately, based upon that, they were located in Hawaii. There was an extradition process to get them out of Hawaii back to Idaho so they could face the court. Now and they were extradited.
So let's back up. So some interesting video footage came out, and there was apparently the police heard from an individual said those individuals have a storage unit in my facility, and we have cameras. And it showed them carrying these big bag, heavy, like bags out, like trash bags. And there you could tell they were heavy. They were, it showed them lifting them and putting them in the back of their SUV. And it was something heavy.
Yeah. And when you say they, the people in the video, now remember, her husband, Vallow's first husband, or Vallow's most recent husband before Daybell, was killed by Vallow's brother. Vallow's brother claimed self-defense,
right.
So he was not charged.
So the brother was shown in the video.
In the video, out of the storage unit in Idaho, moving these large bags or filled with something, Lori Vallow's brother is one of those doing the moving, as well as Vallow, and I believe Daybell is in there as well.
Right, and they're saying that's just bizarre.
Now, can they go and talk to Lori's brother and say, hey, what were in those bags? Can they talk to him right now?
No, because he's dead.
He's dead. Died probably about 3 months after that, back down in Arizona, and the cause of death there was like an embolism or a heart attack or something like that. But, but just don't look at anything he might have consumed prior to that.
No, we're not saying anything. We're not. That's allegation. That's speculation.
I didn't say anything. I just said don't look at it.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to say what happens next and what they find and the latest what Idaho prosecutors are doing with these two individuals. And Lori's got the interesting thing going on, too. But we're going to tell you what she's claiming. We'll be back after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. In the last 24 hours, they seized control of two provincial capitals for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. Schools are reopening across the U.S., but a federal official appears open to closing them again if COVID cases spike. Education Secretary Miguel Cardone at a town hall in Boston yesterday.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough.
Many schools, like those in Boston, are requiring masks this fall, but Cardona says it's also important to mask up for after-school activities, too. Lawmakers meeting in Washington this weekend to finalize an infrastructure bill. A crucial vote coming up today. 60 yes votes needed to avoid a filibuster and move the $1 trillion deal forward. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
I want my toy. Time pay me now.
Oh, no.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
So to cut it short, Todd, what ends up? Why are they both in jail?
So we talked about the moving of the bodies and
well, we don't know what it was.
The moving of something that was very heavy, and that her brother was involved, Daybell was involved. And look, the long and short of it is the children were never found until recently. They never showed up at any hearing. There was no proof that they were still alive until recently, when the remains of the children were found on Daybell's property in a used fire pit. And when I say remains, there wasn't much left. They were able to identify them using DNA and forensic technology. But the children are dead, and Daybell and Vallo are charged with murder in their deaths as either the perpetrator or the co-conspirator.
Now, Daybell also of his wife.
And after all of this came about, that's when they went and exhumed the body of Daybell's wife, who died shortly after Vallo got to their town and relocated there. And he is now charged with not only her murder, his wife's murder, but also with insurance fraud, because he collected the insurance policy that paid out upon her death. And that's where the case stands. Now, the reason we're talking about this at this point is a couple things have happened. We already talked about the fact that Vallo can't stand trial right now because she has been deemed mentally incompetent to stand trial. So she is at a state mental hospital where she is receiving treatment for mental disability. This is different than not guilty by reason of insanity. right? When someone is found that they are unable to stand trial because of a mental disability, they go to the state hospital, and once they're returned to mental competency, they then go and stand trial. And that can take a while, can take, you know, 6 months, a year, can take 5 years, 10 years, but pause because of her mental deficiency, as deemed by the court. Daybell, on the other hand, the prosecutors just announced this week that they are going to be seeking the death penalty. The death penalty against Chad Daybell in Idaho. In their brief, they cited that Daybell's actions, quote, were especially, quote, heinous, atrocious, or cruel, manifesting exceptional depravity. Now, that was what they put in the motion. I haven't seen the death penalty statutes in Idaho, but typically what they will do is they will quote part of the death penalty statute that reads probably something like, right. You can seek the death penalty in cases that are, my guess is it reads, especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel, manifesting exceptional depravity. And so that's what they put in there. And look, if true, if he is convicted, well, yeah, you know, if the allegation that you murdered your wife is proven, and then you convinced somebody to murder their two children and participated in that so that the two of you could be together, that is pretty atrocious, pretty cruel, pretty heinous.
I call that sick.
But the interesting thing here is that notice, and this would never be the case, but notice that Vallow and Daybell don't have the same attorneys. They don't have the same issues. Each one of them is independently at trial going to try to prove, if they get to trial, going to try to prove that they are not guilty of the crime. And as is often the case, my guess is it would be a common strategy. We see this all the time where if they're co-defendants, one says, it's not me, it was him. She would be saying, it's not me, it's him. He's saying, it's not me, it was her. But this is the interesting take on it. Because she has been deemed to have a mental disability. And, Fred, you referenced, for example, the way she acted when she came upon the scene and her husband had been killed, right? Boy, it's not going to work well for Chad Daybell if the jury is presented with evidence and believes that he took advantage of somebody with a pre-existing mental disability to coerce them into agreeing to kill their children. Right, which would be maybe the defense of Lori Vallow. If I were the defense attorney, I would be looking at that as a possible defense, that his Daybell's charisma, the way he went about it, he took advantage of me, convinced me to do something that I would not have otherwise done. I suffer from a mental disability. I feel terrible about it now. I don't think that is going to ultimately exonerate her. But right now, her attorney's, you know, prime directive, I want to keep her out of any death penalty.
Well, I think there could be another interesting take on this. Maybe they say it was my brother that did it, and we didn't kill the children. They can point to the brother. He's dead right now. They can argue that. They've got to prove that it was these two. I know that they could be accessories to murder, but the question is, can they argue as a, you know, you've done this for a living, but the defense would be, we didn't do it. It was the brother that did it.
Well,
we just helped dispose of the bodies. And guess what? Remember that case? The who's the guy that's on trial now from L.A.? The rich
Durst?
Real estate Durst.
Yeah.
Remember that was the thing? He chopped the guy up.
That's right.
But he goes, I killed him. It was self defense.
I think that the biggest hurdle for that would be this first. So are you saying that your brother also came into town, was responsible for your wife's death, Mr. Daybell? And after you learned that the children had been killed, if you're, according to your theory, that was the brother that did it, at what point in time were you planning on coming forward to the police with the story that your brother killed the children? Because at some point in time, people are going to realize that the kids aren't around anymore. So where's coming forward at that point in time? And we have you helping out. So I think that the prosecution is going to come back and say, look, if somebody gets shot, hypothetically, it doesn't matter who actually pulled the trigger if the whole group was in on it to set the person up to kill that person. I think that would be the argument here.
Lori can argue it, though, too.
I think Lori, with the mental deficiency that she apparently has based upon rulings of the court, probably has the strongest argument of that I was, you know, taken advantage of and whatever. I will expect that if she is found competent to stand trial, I would be shocked if those mental defenses are not brought up by her attorney.
855 Law Radio, if you want to comment on this. 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234, or tweet us, or tweet or send us an Instagram, or talk about it on Facebook. But we're going to see what happens with this case. Very, very interesting what's going to happen. So
yeah.
So what we've been trying to do all along, we've been thing called case or no case. We're going to do at least get a start of this case or no case, so the people in Pennsylvania will understand how much fun we have with this game. Go ahead, Chris. Roll, Chris. Roll.
Now it's time case to play no case or no case.
Yay!
Yeah. All right. This is where Chris tries to stump us with a case, and we got to determine if it's a true case or a fake one and what the outcome is. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, we take you back to the year of 2017. We have, let's see, sugar has 61 different names, if you didn't know that. So it stands to reason that some people may not recognize the ingredient when reading nutrition labels. This happened to a California woman who sued Jelly Beans maker Jelly Belly for using the term evaporated cane juice. Delicious. Instead of the word sugar in its Jelly Beans food label. Jessica Gomez of San Bernardino County alleged fraud, claiming the company was misleading consumers about how much sugar the snack actually contained, even though the total grams of sugar per serving was clearly displayed. So?
What is it? You say, okay, that's obviously a case, but the question is, what is the outcome? Is that right?
That's right. What happened here?
Okay, I'm going to say it's a case, but it comes down to the following. It comes down to the following. Is she going to win and say, it comes down to whether or not she was misled. By the way, how much time do we have, Chris?
We have got about 2 minutes.
Okay, let me just opine on this a little bit. The issue is, was the label deceiving? That's what it comes down to. Or should there have been warning? Number one, I'm not quite sure, some people might argue with me, that the having a different name for sugar has harmed anybody, whether it's this type of sugar or that type of sugar. The other thing is, did they have to put a warning label on it? I'd say no. And the final issue is, did it mischaracterize what was in the package? I'm going to say no. Therefore, it's obviously a true case, and she loses.
That is interesting. I have never heard of evaporated cane juice.
Evaporated cane juice. Doesn't that sound awesome?
is that what old people?
There are just some things I can't say on the air. But but listen. Here's the thing about that. So sometimes they don't say sugar. They'll say high fructose corn syrup. If they use the word fructose, right, which is look, folks, tip for you. If you're reading the ingredients and you see anything in the ingredients that ends with the letters O-S-E, that's a sugar. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just a PSA there. So when
what's
we come
your
back.
Take? Well, you can tell us your take.
I don't know, my take, I'm going to side with Fred.
All right.
I'm going to say whatever Fred said.
We'll be back and find out about the Jelly Bean lawsuit when we come back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boys are weird. Who told you that?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny. We're back finding out about this very interesting jelly bean case and the, I don't know, what was the word again about the juice? The
evaporated cane juice.
Yes. And not only is it cane juice, but it's evaporated.
Yes, it is.
All right. Tell us what happened and what the court said.
Well, the court dismissed the case, saying that it was clearly displayed what was in the jelly beans.
So we win. All but both Todd and I are winners. So winner, winner, check them.
It was a case, and the jelly bean folks win.
I have been to the Jelly Belly factory before, and that is in a place called Vacaville, California, or near Vacaville. And it is kind of started out as a small little facility and has boomed. And I think was it President Reagan that liked jelly beans?
I was just going to ask that trivia question. Who was the president whose favorite snack food was jelly beans?
Reagan.
And it was Reagan.
But one of them ate Jelly Bellies. Who was it? Was that Bush, one of the Bush?
I don't know who ate Jelly Bellies. Someone didn't do anything with that.
But that's Clinton.
That was not me. I would never touch a Jelly Belly.
All right, let's talk about tuna. So we're talking about tuna. First of all, what the expense? So we're talking about, here's the deal. There's a thing called class action lawsuit. And a class action lawsuit, all you hear about class action lawsuits, people always think, oh, they just brought a class action lawsuit. You can't just bring a class action lawsuit. A class action lawsuit has to meet certain factors, right? It has to go into, what type of class does it harm? Does it harm multiple people, not just one, right? And there's a number of certain, I'm going to say, hurdles that need to be met. I am not a class action lawsuit lawyer. I don't do that, even though I do personal injury cases. It's kind of individuals or some lawyers, just that's what they do is class action suits. So they come before the lower courts, and the lower court said, yeah, this is a class action lawsuit. And the what happened is there was a price fixing issue. And really, I didn't realize this, Todd, but 80% of all of the tuna sold in the United States is three specific brands. Okay, Chris doesn't know the answer. The only reason we're going to do this, we're going to go back at Chris. Name the three brands of tuna that make up 80% of all the tuna sold in the United States. Go ahead. Go, Chris.
That's got to be Sunkist, right?
Starkist is one.
And what's the chicken of the sea, people?
Chicken of the sea is exactly right.
Okay.
And then there's one more.
That's going to be... Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Because tuna. Bees have so much to do with tuna, as does chicken.
Of the sea, you know, star kiss. I don't know, what's a star have to do with, a tuna? But anyway, the three of them, they were basically charged with being, of price fixing. In fact, I believe Starkist, former CEO, or was it Bumblebee's? I think it was Bumblebee's former CEO, was charged with criminal price fixing. And it's so funny because the other people and other companies got a little bit less of sentence because they turned against him and he got 40 months in prison June 2020. But the interesting thing is they pretty much agreed that they were doing some price fixing, right?
Yeah. Look, when we talk about the criminal side of this, I just keep thinking. Look, I'm not trying to justify price fixing. I'm really not. It's hard for me to overlook all of the major things that are going on in the world, a drug epidemic, the opioid epidemic, all these things, and people are really being adversely affected, dying from overdose and all that. But somewhere out there, there's an FBI agent sitting across the street from the Quickie Mart with his goggles and, all right, we don't move until he actually affixes the price to the can of tuna. All right, swarm, get him, And it's like, good heaven.
Lawyers got to find something to do.
They do. And look, that's why we have class action lawsuits, because is any one individual, if I buy a can of tuna that's, because of price fixing, is 25 cents more than it should have been. First of all, if I buy a can of tuna and eat it, I'll probably die because I'm allergic to fish. But
right.
If somebody does, is that person going to file a lawsuit to recoup the 25 cents?
No. And I know the plaintiff's bar and my side of this is, hey, we're there to protect the, we're protecting. But here's the deal.
But that's why we have class actions, because no right. one person is going to file. But if you have, if it affects like a million people all to the tune of 25 cents, that's why you have class actions, right?
But let's be honest. And again, I'm all plaintiff's side, and I'm 100% pro plaintiffs. But how much are the people going to receive that really got the price fixed?
They're probably going to get a voucher for
Can of tuna.
Ten free cans of tuna.
Ten would be great. It would be three.
At the fixed price.
Yeah, and so, but luckily the courts do oversee it and make sure that the lawyers get only a certain amount of money. But it's interesting that they're not going to get a lot of money. But what's happened here is the appellate court, and there's without getting into detail because it's boring, the appellate court can have the whole court listen to them, all the judges or most of the judges, or they can have only two or three, right? Just to do a quick, and the two or three judges can get together quickly. Well, what's happened is they've asked for a full hearing with all the judges. I believe this is the Ninth Circuit, but the court basically held that the lower court, and that's what's called a district court, wrongly or probably should not have classified it as a class action because not everybody is affected the same. Because as part of the class action, they note that there's certain companies that didn't get affected at all, like retailers, food distribution companies. Not all purchasers of this tuna were affected. So they're saying maybe it's not a class action. Maybe it should be broken up. And that's what the whole issue is. Look, I know that sounds boring. I don't want to spend time on this because people are going to be turning their radio off. But that's what's going on. Major, major problems. Forget the pandemic. We've got a tuna issue that we all need a few cents back to get our tuna back down in price.
So, Fred, question. If you had 12
judges. Gas at $6 almost, by the way.
Yeah. if you had like 12 judges all sitting on this appeal and you were, say, one of the lawyers for the tuna company, would you ask as an opening question if any of the judges eat tuna sandwiches? And if so, have them recused from the case?
No, I would recuse me because I was eating tuna as a little kid, cream tuna on toast, and I've been affected by that mentally. So, but look, here's the deal. Look, we got a pandemic going, but I know that that's, hey, I'm all for the lawyers, so I better shut up. But these are my buddies. these are my colleagues, but I still got to shake my head and going, wow, there's a lot of paper going back and forth about the tuna thing. Just drop the prices, guys, and stop price fixing. But you're right. It is true that this is, if they didn't do this, then a lot of big companies would get away with stuff and just keep doing that. 80%. I wonder where the other 20%. I'll tell you where the other 20% are. Probably Kirkland brand. Costco.
Ouch,
Costco
ouch.
Owns.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Costco, man. Everything's Kirkland brand, so who knows? It could be that. Let's talk about a little bit about a couple of other things. What else do we want to talk about? I want to get into there's an interesting thing about Weinstein and Bob Dylan. The first thing is Weinstein. Who knows kind of what Weinstein, who he is, what's going on? Weinstein is an individual that, as you guys know, well, I don't want to get into Weinstein. Let's do Bob Dylan. Let's just jump to Bob Dylan really quick. So, this is an interesting one.
So this is yet another
$30 million lawsuit.
Yeah, this is yet another case of the heirs of somebody, the estate of somebody filing a copyright claim or a claim of ill-gotten gains or things they didn't get. In the music industry, we had the estate of Marvin Gaye sued Farrell. We had the estate of Spirit sue Led Zeppelin for Stairway to Heaven. Now, the estate of a co-writer who wrote a lot of songs with Bob Dylan is upset because Dylan sold his interest in his entire catalog to a record company or a production company for $300 million. And they're coming in saying, well, okay, we get ours because he co-wrote a lot of those songs, so we get ours. The problem was, for their argument, there was a document in 1978, an agreement between Dylan and the co-writer, about how the proceeds would be distributed. And it didn't include a percentage of the catalog if it's ever sold. It applied to something else. The lawsuit went on and on and on, and recently Dylan won his motion at the court level where the judge in the ruling said, yeah, the agreement on its face is pretty clear. It does not include a percentage of the catalog should Dylan choose to sell it. So, look, you're still entitled to royalties if the stuff gets played in the future like you always would have been, but you're not entitled to a cut of Dylan's percentage of the catalog if he sold it. So, look, he sold it for $300 million. You get Zippo.
That's a bad day in court.
That is a really bad day in court.
Yeah, so we'll be back. We're going to talk about hour number three. We're going to do another case or no case, and we're going to get into a little bit about Weinstein. We're going to talk about personal injury lawyers and the vaccine. This billionaire estate, wow, that's an interesting one. We're going to also talk about, I don't know, who else? Don't we have to talk? We're going to talk about Kelly Clarkson's life after her divorce a little bit. We'll have a lot of fun. Chris, thanks for taking us out.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.